liberties of America and to the republic for which it stands, nation, God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Kristen.
Lucian. Sauer.
Here.
Bose. Erickson.
Here.
Hanson.
Here.
Crowe. Schwartz. Hager.
Here.
Thomas.
Here.
Young.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Muller.
Here.
Wolf.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Hey, Kristen, you acknowledge the meeting is properly posted in the list.
I sent that one.
And motion to approve the agenda.
I make that motion.
Motion by Karen.
Second.
Seconded by Paul Waller, all in favor?
Aye.
We approve the minutes of January 27th, 26th, and presented.
I'll make that motion.
Paul Waller, the second. And by Bill Thomas, all in favor?
Aye.
The second public comment. Bring on communication, Kristen.
I don't mind.
Yes, you go. You have the P cards.
No, I wasn't here.
I'll do it at night. I'll do it at night.
If we're working on purchase cards instead of having the credit card. So I'm in touch with a couple of different companies that we have right now. I'm waiting for a couple of them back to me. That'll streamline everything and hopefully the CPs and what have you. And there is cashback on those as well.
Rewards.
Yep. Automatically, you can use that same credit at the work as far as a few reasons. So it'll be nice when we get that out.
Thank you. Okay, committee and chairman's report, and we'll start with Paul Waller.
Okay, recycling map. Our new employee was there and he introduced himself. He gave a good talk. He's doing a real good job and the people like him. Place is running good.
Yes, his name is Matthew Keith, but everybody calls him Keith. Paul's right. We already got a couple calls on him already. Doing a great job. Lives in Gurnee, he's older and he likes doing it. He lucked out there. He really did. That it?
That's it.
Jamie.
I'm having pending since they did. Other than today, we had a quick subcommittee for economic development exit report.
We got Bill.
Highway department had a meeting on February 17th. We discussed the item that will be item 11. Procurement things in Sourcewell. The government made purchasing cooperative that assists county schools and municipalities purchase supplies. The highway's going to use it to purchase a new truck. And save what, $1,000 from last year?
$4,000.
Doing it that way. Also, we discussed purchasing portable traffic lights.
It's our change.
You're safe, but a lot safer.
Safer than having a flag man out there.
Yeah.
It'll pay for itself a lot of time. That's the state.
We get $30 an hour for that we can build for the state.
And that's what all I have.
Thank you, Bill. Roy.
Land and water conservation in the process of for conservation specialists. We had 37 applicants, conducted 8 interviews across a couple days, going through the offer process this week. Conservation poster and speech contest. We had one of the Iron County posters receive first place at the Northwest competition, and they move on to the state competition at the Wisconsin Land and Water Conservation Conference next week. Submitted all end of the year grant reports and reimbursement requests for 2025. Completed 2025 accomplishments report. The committee reviewed last week's meeting with the county board at next month's meeting.
Oh, boy. We got Doug.
The memorial building, we had our last meeting on February 9th. Got quite a few bookings coming up, including 5 weddings, I believe, the summers. And we're planning on a fundraiser, possibly in April, a bingo fundraiser. And we've got a lot of other projects just coming up on the snows. One of them is a deck out the back with a covered roof. That's going to be a good project. And the cannon. The cannon is still full swing. All apart, going to start resolving. So what's the
thing, right? I think there's going to be a little bit of a lag.
That's coming along. Our next meeting is
March 9th.
And
therefore, we need we're done. Before it moves along, so
planning done.
For the summer.
Two others.
And I'd like to memorial building the home for pretty hurry to purchase. Doug would have declared the soul the one week. Even though Doug would have seen the Lord, I was way down. It's a one. Thanks, Doug. That.
And we're behind on our permits, 34 permits behind. But they've been able to catch up on a bunch of backlog and inspection stuff. So that's worked out good for them. Airport, we're working on our 10-year plan with our engineering firm right now. We had a conference for most of our meeting with them last month. And that's to bring us up to what we're going to have to do as far as runway, east-west runway. And it'll be a little more work through the summer. Basically, we're going to be there.
Thank you, Pat. Scotty.
Yeah, number 4 Street did not meet this month, but good news. On the stumpage front, 264,216. That's up 36,526 from last year. So we're up to good stuff. Getting the wood out of the woods.
Thank you, Karen.
I don't have much. Human Services Committee met to do interviews for the ADRC information and assistance position. There was one candidate, so I don't know if the position's been hired or not, but that was conducted then. There are two other things I just want to bring to the attention. There was a resolution request from the Counties Association in regards to transportation. Which is really transportation for roads, making sure roads and bridges and stuff, to make sure that we have continued funding for that. They're requesting all counties to provide a resolution for that. It was in this month's magazine, so just so you're aware of that. The other thing is that we have a 20-year county plan, which was requested by one of our state senators, and we it's like due. Like now to redo, so it's something that we have to look into.
I thought that was the item. Erica Rader takes care of in zone. Is it the comprehensive plan? Did we talk about something? Plan. I thought that was something was done on that a year or two ago. So she's the one who would know.
It is. Very open. Roxanne, you got anything?
The extension did not meet, and the only other meetings during the month were Memorial Building and law enforcement. So I have some to you for them.
Not a law enforcement. Canada. Go ahead, Canada.
All right, we're meeting on the 10th. Two dispatchers completed jail academy, so we're not fully staffed. Having difficulties finding a deputy, being sent to the academy. Camera updates are completed. The internal clock on the negative is being replaced. We need to send the public safety agreement.
Mayor, Ms. Paul.
Kurt, what you got, Kurt?
Yep, Finance Net, on Tuesday, we spent some time on the financials that we recommended for approval, resolutions 4059, 4060, and 4061 coming up on the agenda. And then we talked about Jay's duties as county manager, so it's a new position. He reports to the board, but primarily to the county chair and the finance chair. Murph and I had a few meetings with them. We came up with 8 things. I'll just go over real quick that we would like to see Jay focus on, and Jay was part of the conversation too. So number 1 was finish RT Vision, which is time tracking software and highway, and it'll save Tana 15 or an hour a day keying in all the timesheets in 15-minute intervals, maybe even a little bit more. Number 2 was to draft an IT strategy with the goal of documenting and making recommendations to modernize our technology. Iron County has made significant improvements to the county's key infrastructure in a number of years. Number 3 is process improvements. We focused on 2 of them. 1 was accounts payable with the goal of entering data once and eliminating the financial redundancy throughout the organization. And number 2 was looking at payroll software that would help streamline processing payroll and tracking vacation, sick, and comp time. Number 4 was to look at the Cunningham Butler wage study and continue with that process. So we started that last year. In fact, one of our agenda items at the meeting, we spent 15 minutes talking about that and some of the things we got to keep working on. Number 5 was the benefits study and what other items might get implemented that was recommended. Number 6 was budgets and financial statements with the goal of eliminating the audit material weakness, beginning to generate forecasts and accurate monthly financial statements. Number 7 was the Office of Administration. Jay's going to have to continue to work with Merck and some others on that one, but we want to keep pushing ahead on how that gets formalized, and that starts with writing the job description for the accountant on. And then 8 is being the administrative coordinator. And under 5919, he gets the duties assigned under the administrative coordinator role, which is pretty broad. Things like HR, meeting contracts, writing tasks from the chairs, and things like that. So those are the things we mapped out for him, and that's what we've been talking about, what Murph and I have been talking about with Jay. So that's all I have, Murph.
Hey, thanks, Kurt. Yeah, Kurt's right. We've been meeting with Jay. Jay's been here 6 months, seven months. We'll assess our weaknesses and our strengths, and we all knew what our strengths are, whatever came up with them. We help us create. We know, Kurt will tell you, anybody who works will tell you, our IT is behind. A couple other things I got is, I told you last month, Claire no longer comfortable doing the tax list here because it was starting to interfere with the duties of the treasurer. I asked Eric at the forestry if he'd take on the position. He looked at it, talked to Clara, and Neil got back to me, said he would give it a try. So in the next month or maybe 2, then Eric will take it over. Him and Neil from GIS will be doing it, but part of the deal is he's going to take it on. He's going to try it. If it takes up too much of Eric's time, he's going to track it. That's another thing. If he keeps doing it, that's great. Find his progress. If it's too much time, at least we'll know as a board, because he's going to keep track of the time he uses on it, if it's a part-time job or a full-time job, or hopefully
it's not a full-time job.
Hopefully it's not a full-time job. But he's willing to take it on, and I thank him for that. And then I've been spending a lot of time in the register of deeds office. We're trying to get that squared away. We have somebody. We just wait for the governor to appoint him. Today we called
twice.
Today we called twice at the governor's office. No one would answer. We called Andy Phillips at WCA. he's going to try to help us if they don't swear in or require. We have to shut that down anymore. It's not on us. We'll see what happens in the next 3 days. And then, speaking of the register of deeds, Danette's retirement, I'd like to thank her for her service to the county. It's been here since 1991, and that has been a large part of the register of deeds office. As becoming the deputy of the deeds office, she's built four different register of deeds. People do their jobs well. For people of the county, she helped many of us by making sure that we had the correct paperwork to buy or sell a property. So as she rides off into the sunset on her bonding pontoon, she said she had a pontoon. I think this board and the boards from the last 35 years should wish her a happy retirement and a job well done.
Okay, RT Vision implementation update. Forestry's been active for a month. No issues, unless Eric tells me there's some, but I haven't heard of any, so. Highway staff is in training with Casey. They've started entering their time in RT Vision. We're working with Wisconsin DOT on data connection and integration into the CAMS system. Our integration will be with the next update of CAMS. We can expect it in a few weeks. They have to update CAMS on their end for us to go live. IT update, next item on my list. Danny continues to work on the strategic plan, and we're undergoing an email transition from .org to .gov. Talked about this a little bit in the finance meeting. We have to wait on a domain name from the Wisconsin Department of Administration. We're still waiting on that. But our emails across the board, everybody's email will change from a .org to a .gov once we get the new domain. I think the new domain is going to be something very similar, like ironcounty.wi.gov instead of say Iron County. Is it .wi or it's just .wi? Yeah, so we're going to have a .. probably. That's the general, I don't know why it's taking the DOA so long. Danny checked with him again this week. No response. Payroll processing time card system update. We have a small working group that's working on the payroll system and the time card system. We're looking at various options. We met last week to document our needs, our goals, some of the things we want. I've got a couple of items, you know, like streamlining, obviously, the payroll processing, tracking all payroll items, ease of use for staff. Tracking, reporting all time off for staff, including vacation, sick, personal, holiday, and comp. Tracking time for departmental use across multiple departments. We need 15-minute increments up in human services. A review approval process for supervisors, managers, and a chain. And then, obviously, downloadable to a payroll and budget system if it is not a single multifunction system. We prefer, obviously, a single multifunction system. We've got an initial demo scheduled for tomorrow. So we've got three demos tomorrow and a demo on Thursday. And then Diane Schmicki, who's on the team, is off all next week. So then we've got another series of demos the week after that. I think on the 10th, Tuesday the 10th. But yeah, it's kind of exciting. There's some really nice systems out there. I think it'll be a lot better than punching time cards and hand entering payroll and things like that. Let's see. And last thing I have is Kurt and Brianne continue to work, and I've worked with them for the most part, but we continue to focus on preparing for the audit. We've got an audit in April. That's about it.
Thank you.
Okay,
number 11, resolution 2026-4059, utilizing source flow for highway internet process. Need a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Scott. Report by Bill. Tell them a little bit about this, Casey.
It's a program ran through the Minnesota, government of Minnesota. It's for all 50 states. It takes out the procurement process. They go through and get contracts. As of now, they have over 900 contracts with major manufacturers. And it will streamline the system that we normally use now. So.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That carries. Resolution 2026-4060 to purchase replacement of the 911 operating box system. The motion.
I'll make it.
Motion by Muller, seconded by Tanner. Paul, I don't know if you want to talk about this. That's all I know is the part of the clock from 911 don't work. That clock don't work. It screwed all up. Got to wreck everything. It's $10, $7 to replace it. Stacy called me up. I told him to order it. He's got some funds. He doesn't have them all. I just want you to know. It's somewhere we're gonna have to drop my money. We gotta have it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries. Resolution 2026-4061, to contract with Lake Berry and Growery Abstract to complete title searches for delinquent tax collection properties. Need a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Karen.
Second.
Seconded by Roxanne. You want to take this one, Jay?
Sure. So we've got 85, properties that are tax, yeah, the county's getting back with tax lien debts that are owed. So we need what's called letter report deed forward searches.
The first thing we need to get the process.
Right, to get the process rolling. So for 85, basically 85 searches, and with us not having a register of deeds at the moment, or a retiring register of deeds without the capacity to do it, we need to go to companies and outsource it. I talked to a few different companies. Knight Berry was $100 per search, so probably somewhere in the vicinity of $4,000 to $4,500 for Knight Berry. GOE Abstract was $75 a search, so we're going to be a little bit cheaper. We're going to try to give them a larger number because of the pricing, but neither company can do all of them in the time frame, so we have to split them about 40 to 45 apiece. Yeah, and actually, when I talked to two of the companies, apparently a lot of counties outsource all of their tax letter report deed forward searches to companies like these two, because of just they're more efficient. They can do it at a pretty cheap cost.
You got a motion to second in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It'll be busy once that comes in. You said the next step, Chris, you got to get back, and then the next step is Clara. So the date is not when we're going to start. Okay, resolution 2026-4062, recycling ordinance, title 13, chapter 1, section 13-11. I need a motion.
I'm going to make a motion.
Motion by Bill, seconded by Paul Muller. Do you have the one second today? This is for recycling. They had to redo it this year, right, Pat? That's all work. They had to do it this year. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That carries. Okay, 15, discuss the cleaning contract.
Can I ask a question about that first? This is a big change, this recycling, because right now everything goes into one container for recycling, except for aluminum cans. How are we implementing this? As I said, this is a big change.
How are you going to do that?
It's basically making sure everything is in the right containers, and people are going to be having to keep an eye on all of this. And
well, the guy we got in early is on it. Yes, I'm sure if people got the word out anyway about the plastic in the garbage bag in the brown bag.
Right.
They weren't doing. People that recycle it ain't doing it on purpose. So we got that under control. He's watching it. The guy in Mercer's pretty good. We have been good as far as implementing it.
Actually, there's a lot of detail associated with all of this. So, are we going to provide people information on how to separate their stuff and make sure it's clean? Like a notification to the communities? This is an ordinance. This is a big deal. Yeah. We don't have an implementation plan yet.
We can send the stuff if you want.
I think there should be an implementation plan.
People that are at the station, we told them all. You can get a copy of it. We can do that.
I think it's perfectly one. This needs an implementation plan because this is a big deal.
separation is what people do today for the most part.
They put it all in one container.
Right, but it doesn't state, I don't see where it states that you have to separate each, like, yeah, I think it's separation of recyclable materials relative to the waste. Yeah. I think that's what it's.
Paper is not supposed to be getting wet, and food product is not supposed to be in there. Nothing is clean in general. So I think this is a bigger deal than just saying, hey, you know, you guys figure it out. I think this needs an implementation, and I'm recommending that.
I have a question along those lines. Do the towns have to change how they're collecting recyclables? Because right now it's a big bin.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we've got too.
Got a couple of different big bins. Separated.
Throw everything in each of them. Everything, including cardboard, paper, glass, tin can. Everything is in one, or in all the containers. There is nothing separate about those at all.
Is this saying that that's happening?
I don't read the same way. So what I do today, so okay, as a recycler, and I take everything that would be in 13.1 or -1-14, preparation and collection of recyclable materials. It says, except for on and on and on, but it says aluminum containers, bimetal containers, that's all, shall not be placed in a plastic bag, but that's all the stuff we recycle today. It all goes into one. It doesn't say I have to take my aluminum, separate it from my bimetal, separate it from my corrugated paper. It just simply says they have to be separated from like lead acid batteries. Which, I mean, I wouldn't recycle a lead-acid battery today. I think this isn't as big of a change. And if we want to lay out a plan to ensure that it's properly, I'd be happy to work on it.
And really inform the consumers. I mean, there's the polyethylene labeled by the resin code number 2 and number 4. You know, there's things that are number 6 and number 8 in all of that. And are we separating those out and putting those in the garbage instead? I think this is a bigger deal.
The only thing I don't understand is 13.1.
Yes, that is the one that says things need to be separated.
Yeah, some of that stuff they don't take.
Yeah, we don't take that.
Batteries, oil.
We do it once a year, right?
Yeah, we have a collection once a year.
But that says aluminum has to be separated from corrugated paper and from glass containers.
Isn't that saying that it's separated from post-consumer waste, so make sure you take this out of your trash and recycle it?
Yep.
That's what it's saying.
Right. That's what I read too. So this is just being, it's just saying don't dump your trash in with your recycling. But I didn't know we accepted. Yeah, Kurt.
So Jay, it doesn't mean the towns have to have 5 separate containers, one for glass, one for cans, one for cardboard.
No.
It's just that this is a certification to make sure we're separating recyclables from trash.
Except lead-acid batteries, maybe we want to strike that.
This doesn't make sense still, though, because lead-acid batteries, major appliances, waste oil, yard waste, I mean, they're just not going to dump that all together.
Yeah, that part of it is confusing.
D through D is wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We could strike those.
Yeah.
You got some way up. Recycling places do take them, but we don't.
But it's saying to keep it out of your trash, you know. Montreal and
places, I guess that's.
We have those big green bins. I can throw whatever I can fit in there. So it's just saying, hey, don't put those things in there. I can throw waste oil in there easily.
There's
a record. Yeah. Are you saying there's one bin in Mercer? That's it?
We have a lot of bins. Everything goes in every bin.
It's up to the cardboard, I guess.
No, they throw that in there now too.
I don't.
One recycle bin, one garbage. I think you need to go take a sneeze.
You can implement a policy, unless that means that's going to.
It's a matter, they throw it all the same thing. You can waste anyway.
The waste management guy.
Yeah, they go in the same damn truck.
Goes in with the garbage anyway when it gets there.
So. Said they single stream it. I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, 100% right. I fight over this.
But it isn't a change, is what you're saying. This is just the same old craft that we're already putting up with.
Yeah, except for the 3 week extension, 3 or 4.
It says, 13.111 says a recyclable material specified 1.11.5 through 15, so it includes 1, 2, 3, or 8, 7, 8. I think it's supposed to be 13-1-10. To which a variance has been granted by the Department of Natural Resources. Yeah, there's a few things that are, which I didn't notice until we really started diving into this.
Not a bad idea to educate people.
I still agree, I think it's a good idea just to have a better signage.
Plastics and stuff.
Right.
Link to state resources.
We could create better signage at all of our recycling.
It'd be sick as well, signage.
Yeah. No plastic bags.
Same old crap.
Take care of it, you do it. Frank, can we keep that out? Look at it, yeah, if you want any more time.
Yeah, there's.
And Chris, we gotta work on a little bit.
Just the numbering.
Just the number. Yeah, I'll go ahead and set the number, I'm sorry.
And we had trouble with the.
Oh, yeah, the alignment, I sort of made it all, but.
Joe Miller's good at that.
Yeah.
Ask him for some help.
The other strike in the one drop that we don't take. We pass this ordinance. I think we can, yeah, we just take out the ones we don't take.
Well, I think it's specified that the ones, the A, B, C, and D, lead acid batteries, major appliances, waste oil, and yard waste aren't to be included. Right? And it should also include waste tires.
Some recycling places probably take this, all of it.
We could pass this, or we'll just have an education and send out to our people and our things, what they get in connection.
You know, that, the waste management, the whole, see what they do.
I wonder if we should just, instead of passing this, we should actually.
Go on table this.
I would, you know.
Hey.
That's my opinion, if you want my honest opinion, I would say the best bet would be to re-go through this.
I would be honest, I'd go like that.
So.
And who do you want to have over that, Jay?
I would think, but I, we could talk about it and actually walk through the verbiage and make sure that it says exactly what we wanted to say, because we have, now that we've started talking about it, there's a few kind of awkward, it's awkwardly worded. And it's also not clear as to what we're gonna take into recycling and what should just be removed from. And it does, I mean, it clearly states what we separate from post-consumer waste, but I think a little more time should be spent reviewing it, ensuring that before we pass a resolution with the new ordinance, we ought to do a little more due diligence, to be honest. That's my opinion.
You need a motion to table it.
I'll make that motion to table it.
My ball moment says we table it, we can bring it back.
Next month.
Next month.
Bring it back in 2 months.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, motion by Mallard, I need a second.
I'll second that.
Second, take care of it, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Jay. Jay, number 15, discuss the cleaning contract. Bill's not here, but.
I got it.
You got this?
Yeah, so everybody has the bid, a bid sheet in your packets, it's got some green. I'll just walk through kind of the bid sheet that Bill and I put together. We received two bids, one from Team Clean and one from Merit's. As you can see, Team Clean is a monthly bid, Merit's was a weekly bid. So we want to compare apples to apples. So what we put is we put everything under essentially an annual bid. That's the comparative totals that you'll see under the second section. The top section is the bid that was made by month for Team Clean and by week for Merit's. The items in green are what we decided would be based on the bid price and the effective, you know, for the county, the effective savings for us. Team Clean at $54,000 for the courthouse. You can see they also have $8,400 for highway forestry versus $10,004. The $54,000 versus the $62,400 for Merit's. And then the senior center at $3,000 versus $10,400 for Merit's. So Merit's bids were the lowest, and the accepted bids that we went for the health and ADRC at $5,200 a piece relative to the Team Clean bids of $13,200 for health and $6,600 for ADRC respectively. So any additional services you can see below if we need them. I think think since we have both companies, we could probably decide if we want carpet extraction, we could go for either Inclean or Merrick's, depending on how we want to do it at that time.
Finance suggested we split it up. Three of them for Clean, two of them to Merrick's. Three of them to Clean, two of them to Merrick's.
Yep, and the three that goes to Team Clean was the courthouse, the highway, the green, the ones in green.
A little letter of opponents wanting to.
Courthouse, Highway Forestry, and Senior Center, as opposed to Merrick's, which would be health building and ADRs.
Need a motion. Commissioner by Bill Thomas, second.
So you're going to give three of them to Clean?
Three to Clean and two of them to Merrick.
Yep.
So specifically courthouse, Highway Forestry, Senior Center, or Chief Clean, health and ADRs, you go to Merrick's.
The motion.
That is it.
Need a second.
I'll second.
By Roxanne. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Item 16, need a motion to go into closed section, Wisconsin statute, 1985, delivering a motion to purchase of public property. Have a motion by Ms. Thomas.